Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Games. We play awesome games here. It's what
all
we do
all the time.
And especially when we're sponsored by awesome games. Like today, Resident Evil 4 Remake, one of the best games ever, one of the best games of 2023, stacked here. And we're going to play it today to raise awareness of a sale. You can even get it for less money.
That's right. There's like a Mercenaries mode. They're working on PSVR 2 stuff for Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Yeah, so let's get into it. But this is an academic gameplay. We're going to get to the remake eventually. But the original Resident Evil 4 came out in 2005. Extremely influential. We're still seeing games that borrow heavily from what Resident Evil 4 contributed to the third-person action genre.
It's true.
So we're going to take a look at the original RE4 and get an idea of how the remake sort of inherited, interpreted, and even improved a lot of those elements.
Man, I feel like that was maybe the first game that I remember having on the GameCube.
Oh, yeah.
Because the GameCube was like, that was sort of a seminal system for me because it was like the first system that I bought. It wasn't the first system I bought on my own, but the first system I had in my own room.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I got to play Resident Evil 4 not in front of my parents.
Oh, man.
And it was awesome.
How much of an adult did you feel like?
And it was like so gory. And I was like, whoa.
And cool.
And awesome,
super
obviously.
Cool. Yeah. Neon coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I love campy games. So Resident Evil as a series, and specifically 4, because it's got some hella one-liners in it.
Yeah, it does.
Just because you killed my small-time subordinate.
Sadler, you're small-time.
All right, so let's start our story with Resident Evil 4. So after Resident Evil 3, Capcom wanted to kind of innovate, try something new. There was even a bit of an issue internally at Capcom where developers were leaving the project because they were just tired of making isometric fixed camera survival horror games.
Interesting.
So Hideki Kamiya at Capcom at the time wanted to make something really cool and stylish. And he did. But it turns out by the time they finished it, they overshot a little bit. It was a little too cool and a little too stylish.
Huh.
So they got a different game instead, which is kind of where the story of Resident Evil 4 starts as far as we can see it.
Yeah.
So Bruce, I want you to play one of the coolest games ever for a little bit here.
A game I've never played before.
Wait, you've never played this? You never played?
I have never played the original Devil May Cry.
Oh, geez, okay.
Well, never.
There you go. Fire it up.
But I never played the original Devil May Cry because it just never, you know, we never crossed paths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many explosions. Holy hell.
Let's rock, baby.
How cool is that?
I mean, it's really cool, Lawrence.
Whoa!
There were so many demon stories in the early 2000s, like,
yeah, there were.
Like Spawn and like The Crow and like stuff like that.
I
like,
just love satanic shit, man. Well, she's got her Matrix shades on.
Whoa, slow down, babe.
It does immediately look like Resident Evil 4 in
that
this
fixed camera tracking on your character.
Yeah. Well,
they're doing some of that Code Veronica stuff where now they have big air quotes dynamic camera, but really it's just moving along a track. It's sort of like keyframing with you as you move through a scene. Camera relative controls. You just saw that. You were running and then the camera swaps. So your guy went dirt.
Yeah.
Old things that they inherited from older control styles that Resident Evil 4 completely rearranged.
That's it, and made better.
Oh yeah, yeah. 100%.
Lawrence, when do I get to shoot someone?
You have to collect orbs before you get to shoot anything, Chris.
That's crazy.
In a game that had an exploding title screen, you got to collect 45 orbs.
It is a weird choice.
They want you to get used to the controls and the camera, I think. So they just throw you into this arena. Also, it was a really early PS2 game. It was a Resident Evil prototype that got converted into a full release. Now, they kept prototyping, though. After releasing Devil May Cry, they're like, okay, cool. We got another franchise there. Cool. Let's keep working on it. So there were numerous prototypes, footage of which has leaked throughout the years. Let's check out one of those now. This is a prototype commonly referred to as Resident Evil 3.5.
Oh.
The tone is a little bit different. No exploding title screen. You can see some of the familiar aspects. The fixed camera is still there.
Yeah, it is.
But also something else. Leon has his cool jacket. You love seeing that.
Oh.
So the aim. The aim is really cool. You have this fixed camera that can be kind of high and obscure in hallways and stuff, but when Leon pulls up his gun, you see the first appearance of that over-the-shoulder aim, which is what Resident Evil 4 is all about.
And that's, you can do whatever with the camera. You can move it anywhere you want.
Yeah, you can actually aim. So yeah, you have camera shots like this, classic Resident Evil camera angles. That transition is a little awkward, though. And that's something that Resident Evil 4 figured out by just ditching the exploration camera angle. But then the most beautiful thing happened. 2005.
I remember Resident Evil 4 being like a seminal moment for video games in general. This was a big deal. Like, a lot of people were talking about this game, which didn't happen often in 2005 because the internet wasn't as prominent as it is today.
All right, yeah, get a load of those controls.
There we go.
Take your time. A couple of really interesting things to note here. This is kind of the advent of third-person over-the-shoulder action camera. That sounds trivial until you realize that on a 4x3 TV, not widescreen even though the game supported it, you still had to have your character prominently displayed on the screen and still be able to see what's in front of you and around you. So the distance and angle and framing, at, like lens width of the camera, the FOV, all super, super vital, and Capcom just nailed it right out the gate. But one of the things that's fascinating going back and playing the original Resident Evil 4, it still has tank controls. It plays exactly like a Resident Evil game.
Yes.
They just moved the camera. Look at how, like, that aim, man, that laser sight. What a cool idea.
What a, it's honestly, it's so great because you're shaking a little bit, so you have to know where you're, firing.
Yeah, you don't have laser aim, even though it is a laser. First-person shooters, you just put the crosshair over somebody and fire.
Mm-hmm.
But in a third-person game, you either have an ugly-ass reticle floating in the center of the screen all the time, or you do something brilliant, like what Resident Evil 4 did. Then they have you go through some back walkways to one of the most memorable initial encounters in a game ever. This town square sequence.
In RE4 Remake, it's just like, oh, it's just beautiful.
It is
beautiful.
Out there, dude.
It's just absolutely beautiful.
Which, by the way, how amazing is it that RE4 Remake has such good mouse aim?
The reason I loved it so much is because I could play it on mouse and keyboard and shred people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
shots.
Hold R1 and then press X, you know?
Oh yeah, inventory management. Always a legendary thing in Resident Evil. This game made it more like Diablo, where all of your items have, like, space, so they have relative value and weight. If you want a giant gun in your inventory, you might have to carry less healing instead of everything just being one for one.
Lawrence, what are they doing?
They're doing bad stuff.
What are they doing? They're burning bodies.
It's getting a little culty around here. You better do what America always does. Run in there and liberate him.
Your turn. Do it.
All right, let's go.
You get him. You get him. It's tough. You get him. It'll happen. You get it. There it is. It's tough to land.
Ow!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you hear that?
I hear the chainsaw man. Lawrence, you playing this wants me to play. It's getting me to want to play Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Yeah, you getting a little jazzed up?
I got it, yeah, because I played this section a bunch of times in Remake. Nice. That's got to be it for Chainsaw Man. Oh!
Oh, it is. Wow. I did not expect that to kill him. Hey!
Oh, no. You're really hurt.
I am. I want to hear the line.
I know you're trying to get to that one-liner.
Because he says it in the remake, too. I really love how they kept all the campiness and one-liners and references.
They did. Yeah.
The
there's a lot of them. They're hilarious.
You're a small time. Oh! That was the best. You know what's weird is despite all of the Spanish phrases that the Ganados scream at you, they never really remark about how cool you are.
That's because
bit of an oversight.
I think maybe Leon thinks he's really cool, but I don't know if anybody around him thinks he's cool. Maybe Ashley does.
Where's everyone going? Bingo?
Wait,
now that's a cool guy.
Wait, what did he say?
Where's everybody going? Bingo?
It should be one, like, really far away laugh.
I've confirmed the body of an officer.
Let's play the remake, Lawrence.
All right, let's get it. Let's get in it.
You didn't see it in the video, but we just played, like, 30 minutes of that just to hear the bingo line.
Bingo?
This video is about the remake.
It is. On sale now. 34% off. PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S.
PC.
And PC on Steam.
Yeah.
Resident Evil's on Steam. The remake is, I think, continuing the legacy of Capcom's amazing remakes. So here's what's fun about Resident Evil 4. Is that it was one of the first games to really do re-releases and remakes. It came out in GameCube, it came out a few months later on PlayStation 2 with new modes, more content. Came out in 07 on the Wii with different controls, and it was actually one of the best motion control games on the Wii.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and yet more content, more refined, so... And granted, they did the Resident Evil remake in the early GameCube days that, in my opinion, kind of set the standard for remakes.
Yeah.
But Capcom has gone on to continue to do that with Resident Evil 2 Remake and now Resident Evil 4 Remake. They remade one of the best games ever made and somehow made it better.
Weirdly, Resident Evil 4 Remake is in the conversation for Game of the Year in 2023.
And you gotta be slinging.
Which is wild.
You gotta be deploying top secret martial arts kicks to pull your way into that.
All right, let's play the same sequence we just played.
They made his coat a little baggier.
Hey, you're right, they did.
Yeah. I think they wanted it to look like really sleek and cool in 4. They wanted him to be like an action hero. And that's still there in 4 Remake, but I think you can even see in his jacket that they're trying to like make it a little teeny tiny more grounded.
Oh,
that said, this game still follows the same trajectory of absurdity that the original Resident Evil 4 does.
Gosh, it just looks beautiful too. Oh,
the graphics.
I'm like, it's just amazing how much they've plussed this up.
RE Engine wins again.
I know, yeah.
They do it, man.
Nobody knows.
Pretty explicitly, too. There's a legacy of game developers citing Resident Evil 4 specifically and talking about the design of their games. You can just see it everywhere, for starters. Games like Dead Space, Grand Theft Auto, Uncharted, Mass Effect, The Last of Us. They all use Resident Evil 4's kind of over-the-shoulder, top-down, or angled camera.
That's right.
With a camera that kind of zooms in when you pull to aim, so cool to see. The designers of Dead Space, back when they were at EA before they moved on to Visceral, they were working on it. They initially wanted it to be like System Shock, which is the last remake thing we did.
But, oh yeah, that's right, the video, yeah.
Yeah, they all played System Shock 2, and they were like, let's make a game like this. And then Resident Evil 4 came out, and they were like, no, let's do that instead.
And you can definitely see the influence in Dead Space.
Absolutely, it's basically Resident Evil 4 in space.
It absolutely is, yeah.
Even Corey Barlog, director of the 2018 remake of God of War, also one of the... Oh, yeah. I give my Leon little glasses.
And I love it.
There's some other mods that might still be installed.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, what are the mods? I wonder what they are.
They're tasteful, Bruce.
I mean, this just tells you that you love this game so much that you spent time modding it. That's what it tells me.
But yeah, Corey Barlog, Resident Evil 4 came out in the middle of God of War 2's development. Barlog said that it was pretty influential then, and I think you can definitely see the influence over 2018's God of War.
That's right, yeah, the one shot.
It's almost follows the similar trajectory where God of War had the fixed camera angles, very high angles so you could see all the action. 2018 threw it behind Kratos' back, focused on Kratos' action a lot more. But yeah, now you can aim and move at the same time.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Dude.
And I love the darkness with the flashlight. Like, the flashlight illuminating only specific aspects of the screen is just... Oh, it's so scary.
Yeah. Still accurate to that original prototype they had where Leon had the flashlight and gun.
Yeah.
Which also focused a lot on the lighting tech. Like we were saying, game's on sale now. Not a bad time to get it either because they have some updates coming. They've already added the Mercenaries free update.
That's right.
Which is a time attack mode. They actually added it in the PlayStation 2 release of the original game.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So they're following tradition there, but it's fun. You know, it's an arcade mode where you can really zone in your skill. And they're also developing VR mode for PlayStation 5 owners, for PlayStation VR 2. You can play through the entire story in VR. And as I played through Village in VR on PlayStation, and that was...
It's a nightmare.
Horrifying. Yeah.
It's an absolute nightmare. It's like one of my favorite VR experiences is playing Resident Evil 7 in VR.
Ah! We got you gonna jump here! Oh yeah, the knife in this game is brilliant too. So kind of like I was saying in 4, it was possible to get to the point where you're just like shooting everyone in the knees, sidekicking everyone in the face. You can't really do that in this game. The knife is sort of your catch-all mechanic, but it has durability.
Right, so you have to fix it.
Yeah, it's a resource you have to manage like anything else.
I just saw something.
Yeah, I've been trying to play on professional, and knife management is critical. Not only trying to get stealth kills so you can eliminate enemies without wasting bullets, and using a minimum of knife durability. There it is! You did it! And then you get the quick kill if you stun them. Ugh, it's so good. I worked at GameStop when Resident Evil 4 came out, and we got this big cardboard standee of Leon. And the time came when it was time to throw it out, so I snuck it into my car, and just had it in my apartment, staring at my bed. So it's the first thing I could see when I wake up is Leon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he protected me like I was the president's daughter.
Did you feel, so you felt safe at night because you knew Leon was there?
Copy. Never slept more soundly.
I'll see what I can find.
I kept that until I graduated college, and my friends kindly let me know that if I ever wanted to date anyone, Leon might have to go.
I mean, they were right.
They were right.
But also, ironically, now that your partner, I think, would be okay with that. Would be all right with Leon floating around.
Maybe. Leon's not really her style.
Leon's definitely your style.
Absolutely. A lot of what RE4 does, a lot of its brilliance, is kind of in its mechanical rule set and how the AI works. I think the interchange of, like I said, the knife durability and how the knife intersects with the game design is just brilliant, especially on harder difficulties. The game scales up so, so well. And then, yeah, just enemy AI is so devious. Every time I think I've, like, found a safe spot, they find ways to get around, behind. They'll, like, stagger when they move at you so that you can't...
I knew there was another one.
Yeah.
I knew it! Yeah, I mean, people talked about how this was, like, practically a perfect video game, because it is. It's practically a perfect video game. And that's why, like, when they were like, hey, we want to sponsor Inside Games, I was like, obviously.
Yeah, easy.
No! I said go away.
Nice. Oh! God, I love that head pop.
Love it. Love it.
You can see all the little wormy guys squirming out.
Ah,
there it
what
is.
What did I tell you, Lawrence?
There it is. They got you.
Damn it. That's what I would say, too. Damn it.
My leg was all screwed up.
Usually when you shoot somebody in the head, you'll get a stun, but not every time, which is what makes the melee not so reliable. It's like a like many things, you kind of roll the dice on it. Same with like knife defense. You can get that like just defense where it really doesn't take that much from your knife, or you can hold it and it'll just burn your knife away. But if you have no health, I've been in that situation before where I have no health and just like one shred left on my knife. You're never more like panicked than
on
when
edge.
Your knife snaps
yeah.
and you have no health left and you have to like run and that's it. You've gone through all your options.
Let's do the binoculars.
We were just here.
Ah, oh, it looks so good though.
Yeah, right?
It just looks so good.
The light shafts and the smoke and the chickens.
All right, Lawrence, get in there.
I got that oil. Oh, you want me to do it?
Now it's your turn. Let's do it.
Jeez, all right.
I want to watch the master at work. Lawrence has played this sequence probably hundreds of times.
Yeah, get that stealth kill. She doesn't know what's coming for her. This chicken's going to be a bro. Don't worry about it. I've had to, like, randomly kill chickens and hope that they drop eggs, too. That's some, like, peak survival horror. I felt bad about it, but I hope the chickens understood.
They did.
It's for America.
They sacrificed themselves for you.
Oh, nope.
Oh, they
nope,
see. Nope, they nope, know. Nope.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
They know. Oh, wow. Chainsaw guy's already out. Oh.
Gotta find that shotgun.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I mean, they knew that this was a legendary sequence, so I'm really glad that they just remade it almost exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody loves it. Like, it's there was nothing wrong with it.
Look at the chainsaw through the door!
Oh, no, chainsaw!
How cool is that? You think I should I try to take out Chainsaw Man?
You can do whatever you want.
All right, let's try.
I think he's harder in this one.
I think he is. Uh-oh.
Oh.
You can see his eyes.
I don't love it.
No!
Ooh, oh no!
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. That was so close. God damn! See, they're like all surrounding already.
Yeah, they swarm right away in this. I played this sequence.
No! No! The thing fell.
Not the cow.
Oh no! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, cow. Oh, I didn't want that to happen. I don't know why that happened.
Bro, how many
here
shots?
We go. Here we go.
Nice.
Oh wait, the knife icon appeared.
It did for chainsaw. Man.
I don't think it kills him. You like how he holds the gun like tilted like that?
Yeah, I mean, I do, of course, obviously.
Like Tom Cruise in The Mummy.
How much does Chainsaw Man take? There we go. That's got to do it, right?
He did kind of jerk.
Yeah, he's down. He's down.
Present for you. I got something for you.
That's right. So cool.
Kick and charm.
Oh, hey, an emerald, all right.
Oh, yeah, that must have been dropped by Chainsaw Man.
So you just have to survive until the bell rings?
Pretty much, yeah. There's actually an Easter egg in this version of the game. I don't know if you could do it in the original, but if you have, like, it's pretty much only for New Game Plus, because it's really hard to hit with a pistol. But if you shoot the bell on the church before it rings, they hear it, and they're like, oh, it's time for church.
Really?
So you can, like, trigger the next sequence really fast. Yeah, some speedrunner tech. There it is.
Oh, finally.
My God, that was a lot of Ganados.
Does he do his one-liner?
Is he still the coolest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is.
And then you have your answer. So ominous, man.
Scary, I love it.
Where's everyone going? Bingo?
Got him! That one far way left. Dude, this game rules, man. One of the best games ever made. Easily.
And its legacy continues, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Not only Resident Evil is a franchise, but the many gifts that Resident Evil 4 has given to gaming, like Leon's sweaty abs.
Man, those abs.
Well, thank you very much, Capcom, for sponsoring. Thank you for making Resident Evil 4 Remake. Holy moly, yes, what a game. And thank you for making Resident Evil 4 and contributing indefinitely to gaming as a whole. We appreciate it and love it and celebrate you every day.